I don't want to go to work. Was that by one of the monks? Is that me? Because I'm their boss. Or is it your boss? Who's the boss at Dhammasala now? You. My boss has a grudge against me and I'm very miserable and my health is getting worse. What should I do? Yeah, just leave and become a monk or a nun. That's very good. Okay, now this is really common, seriously. A boss is victimizing you. And I don't know why this is, you know, these days, because it's obviously bad for business. And it's all, you know, the egos, they don't like someone, they want to put their own people in there, and people actually change. And they're victimizing. Obviously the best thing to do is to go to the boss above him, and complain. If that's at all possible, because you find if they're victimizing you, they victimize other people. Probably many people in the department have left before you. Because, you know, it's the character, it's nothing to do with you, to do with them. And by sort of going to the big boss above them, you're saying, I'm not doing this just for me, this is for the company. There's just too many good people are leaving because this person doesn't know how to manage. They're in the wrong place at the wrong time. So because that, you know, they usually hopefully can get rid of that boss. But if they can't, you know, see if you can actually even look for other work, because it's very unpleasant. It's not just about money, it's about just the happiness and the fulfillment you have at work. That's why I always say, if you know, you're offered promotions, don't take them, because more promotions means more stress, and don't think the extra money will come in handy, because the more money you have, the more money you don't have. In other words, it's never enough. So have a little bit of money, which is never enough, and a lot of money, which is never enough, because it's never enough anyway. And then you have less stress in life. And that's the problem. The higher you get up, so the tree, just the more these, you know, stupid bosses are up the top there. So if you're very miserable and your health is getting worse, what's more important? Your health and your happiness. So you know, start searching around, see if there's any other work around. Yeah, you may sort of take a cut in salary, but you'll be happier and healthier. And if you do leave and you can't get a job at all, great! At last, you can become a monk or a nun. You're free! So that's the thing to do. So it's, sometimes I might have said before, oh, just give loving kindness towards your boss. But usually by this stage it's gone too far. It's very difficult to do. You know, to sort of turn the boss around, that takes a lot of work and a lot of time. It can be done. Alternatively, you can ask the boss to come to a retreat. Say, here's a one-way ticket, boss. Sometimes that works, you know. There was this, one of the men from here, he was a Sri Lankan guy, and he was what we call a Waisak Buddhist. A Waisak Buddhist is one of these people who say they're Buddhist, but they only go to the temple once a year for Waisak, and there's a lot of them around. So this was a Sri Lankan Waisak Buddhist, and he told me, he started to come every week, and I said, what are you coming every week for now? You only used to see you once a year. And he said, well, what happened was he had this Australian boss in his government department, and he said it was a boss from hell, you know, just always giving him more work than anyone could do. He'd try hard to complete the work and the boss would always say it's not good enough. Would never show any gratitude, always shouting, you know, you may know those bosses from hell. So he had a boss from hell, but in the space of about 3 months, his boss totally changed his character and became a very sensitive and like kind boss. You know, is this okay? Am I giving you too much? That was really good work. I really appreciate, you know, what you've done. Started being kind and showing appreciation. And this Sri Lankan guy, he couldn't help but ask, excuse me, boss, but you know that before you were very difficult to work with, but now you've changed. And actually now I can do war work for you, you know, with that sort of attitude. What's happened? What have you done? And this boss, this Australian guy, said, well, you know, I found this wonderful Buddhist temple. You know, I've been doing meditation and listening to these talks on a Friday night at Nolamara, just round the corner. And they said, that's, you know, that's our temple. And they said, that's my temple! But he'd never gone there, only on Waisak. And once he'd actually seen how it turned his boss around in 3 months, he started coming every week. Because it does work sometimes. So if you can, if this comes, I don't think it's actually from anyone who lives in Perth, but if it did come from Perth, give him a free ticket to Friday nights at Nolamara. Who knows? It might work. Otherwise, just find another job, because of your health. Do you believe in